Well, next to the presidential election and reports that local authorities are prepared to give potential independent candidates a hearing. To make the ballot paper, a presidential hopeful needs the support of at least 20 members of the Oireachtas or four councils. Irish Times political correspondent Harry McGee has been canvassing opinion. Harry, who have you been talking to and what have they been telling you?
Yeah, I've spoken to, along with Martin Wall, I've spoken to the chairs of about 15 councils in total, and all of them, bar none, are either going to hold a special meeting or are thinking about holding a special meeting. And I think that most will have held a special meeting by the end of September, Rachel. I think Dana set the precedent back in 1997, when she used an until then kind of very obscure provision of Article 12 of the Constitution that allowed a person to get on the slate, essentially, if they got the backing of four councils, local authorities. Derek Nally followed her in 1997 in exactly the same manner. And since then, we've had four candidates coming through that route in each of the two subsequent presidential elections, the one in 2011 and the one in 2018. Indeed, in 2011, 26 of the 34 local councils supported an independent candidate, rather. Mary Davis, who was a candidate back then, secured the backing of 14 councils, which was a bit of a record. But they need at least four, and usually it's not too hard a bar to pass. And I don't think 2025 is going to be any exception, to be honest.
Who are the hopefuls then, Harry, who are likely to be taking this route?
Well, we've heard a few who have declared an interest already. Gareth Sheridan, who's a businessman from County Offaly originally, I believe, a young man, 35 years of age. I believe he's contacted a number of the local authorities. We've heard Nick Delahunty, who is a lawyer based in Dublin, who has stood previously in elections, who has also contacted some local authorities. Peter Casey, who stood in 2018, is another possible person. And then another few names have been mentioned, even though we don't know if they are going to be interested or not. Michael Flatley has suggested that he may be interested in a run, but I'm sure we may see one or two other people emerge between now and the end of September. Of course, the special meetings can't really be held until the election order itself is issued by the Minister for Housing and Local Government. And that's expected to happen either in late August or early September. And it's at that stage that councils will begin to hold their special meeting. But some of them already have earmarked dates. And the other thing that's interesting, Rachel, is that people say that the headquarters of all the big parties will issue instructions to the local councillors attached to the party not to back an independent. But that, in my experience, has not been the case in previous elections. They councillors tend to take their responsibilities very seriously, and they have shown a huge independent streak of mind in relation to backing.
Right. So the instruction from the boys up above in Dublin, it mightn't actually work.
It will be very carefully ignored, I think, Rachel. I spoke to Joe Sheridan this morning, who is the chair of Wexford County Council, and they are planning to hold a meeting. He's a member of Fianna Fáil, but he said that Wexford County Council is 8 Fianna Fáil, 8 Fine Gael, and 18 others from other parties and who are independents. And he said that, you know, that when it comes to this, the council take this responsibility very seriously. It's one of the very few responsibilities that's conferred on local authorities by the Constitution. And he said that councillors do like to be able to express their democratic right to do so. And from his point of view, even though he is a Fianna Fáiler, he said it is good that people have a choice in the presidential election that's more than binary.
Lots to look forward to then over the next few weeks. Harry, many thanks for that. That was Harry McGee, political correspondent of the Irish Times. We'll have more for you on the News at One after a quick break.